I'm Lynn Scherr here with Todd Zwillick. And Todd, as you well know, when it's come to economic news this summer on The Takeaway, out in the world, this has been the catchphrase.
I would say that the odds of a double dip are rising and they're uncomfortably high.
Double dip. He's talking about the double dip recession. That is Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Economy.com, during an interview on CBS's The Early Show yesterday. Now, let's remind everybody what a double dip recession is. You had a great description before. It's a 1-2 punch.
Like getting hit with a right hook and then a left hook.
There's recovery. And then we have a little bit more of a recession, and then there's a recovery, and then more
and
recession.
Then slammed again right back into the ropes.
Right, yep. So there you are. Well, so what do we do about it? And is it real? Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be speaking this morning at an annual Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He is quite likely to address the mostly uninspiring data with which we have been inundated lately. So, where does our economy really stand? Duke University economist Mike Munger joins us now to preview what Bernanke may discuss today and to give us the big picture. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So let's start with facts versus perception. Economists, the whole business is based so much on what you think is going on as opposed to what facts show us. Is this one real?
Well, it certainly could be real. It looks as if flat is the new down. Probably what's going to be announced when the GDP numbers come out at 8:30 this morning is something like a 1.2% increase, something more than 1%. That's not a recession. But the fact is we're expecting a robust recovery. And in the absence of a big upward movement, what we may hear from Ben Bernanke is, we are going to get aboard the QE2. New quantitative easing. So cash, exciting and new.
Oh, boy. Isn't that the love boat?
That was the love boat. Thank you. Because nobody else will know. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah. It's true. One or two of you watched it, along with a couple of 100 million other people. So, when you say flat is the new down, I'm sorry, flat is the new...
Flat is the new down.
Down.
We're in a recovery. We're going to increase by 1.2%, and yet everyone's talking about a recession.
Okay, but is this about unreasonable expectations? Has somebody said it's got to do this in order for it to work, and instead it does that, and therefore we're back in a recession?
There's a mountain of private cash on the sidelines. People are waiting to be able to buy stocks for their 401ks. Institutional investors want to be able to find some kind of rate of return at 3 or 4% in order to finance investments that they're looking for, that their investors are looking for. There's nothing where you can get that rate of return. And so people are nervous. We've never had this amount of cash on the sideline before. And the Federal Reserve is likely, if they do go into quantitative easing again, to announce they're going to buy debt. Now, I know that sounds complicated. What that means is they're going to buy mortgage-backed securities and treasury securities, and inject large amounts of new cash. So we're walking a tightrope between catastrophic inflation and recession.
And let me just play for you. This is Nigel Gault, the chief economist for IHS Global Insight, in an interview with the Associated Press on 2 days ago. Take a listen.
Even if GDP stays in positive territory, I think for the average person, they don't really care about that. For them, it's going to feel like the recession is just continuing.
Okay, feel like we're back to it feels like a recession as opposed to, but you're saying it really is going to be happening.
The fact is, depression is when I lose my job. A recession is when people I know lose their jobs. And a lot of people feel like they're at risk. So this is a real recession in terms of perceptions. People don't feel secure. They don't feel like they can invest. They don't feel like they can buy new consumer durables. So the things that are worrisome is that machine tools are down. All kinds of investments by business are down, whereas 6 months ago, GDP wasn't really rising. But those other numbers, the leading indicators, were up. Now they're not.
So, Mike, you're talking about expectations versus perceptions, and I have to ask about the expectations and perceptions of the big number, the big GDP number that's going to be coming out. You said it's going to go up. It's going to be 1.2 or 1.3% growth, but that's going to be bad news because we expected so much more. Who set the expectation at 2.5 so that now 1.3 is a disappointment? I don't understand how we got into that boat.
There's the boat thing again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
I got it on my brain now, thanks to you.
It was set by what normally happens in a recovery. So when you think, when you're leaving an airport, maybe it's not a boat, maybe it's an airplane. When you leave an airport, you expect to go up rapidly. You want to get up over the mountains. If you're not rising quickly, then there's the danger that it will tilt back. So the way that a normal recovery works is we have rapid growth in the early stages. Growth this small means that it's not really a recovery. And if it's not a recovery, maybe it's a recession.
Whoa. Let's talk about the housing market for a minute. There's been some talk that housing, Americans bought new homes at the weakest rate in nearly 50 years. What does this tell us about the outlook for the future?
Disaster, potential disaster, because we also have the lowest interest rates we've had in a long time. The Federal Reserve is running out of arrows in its quiver, bullets in its gun, whatever you want to say. Interest rates are so low that that's no longer a policy tool. All that the Federal Reserve may be able to try to do is quantitative easing, which is basically print money. This is a desperate measure at best.
Are you expecting Ben Bernanke to say today he's going to be printing money?
No, he's not. He's not going to announce QE2. And as a result, what's going to happen is that people are going to worry about deflation.
So, Mike Munger, aside from worrying, I'm a citizen. I want to take action. I have cash on the sidelines, whatever, not a lot, frankly. But what can I do to be an economic warrior here, aside from going out and buying a toaster or a television? Anything I can do to help us along here, get on the glide path to actual recovery?
The only thing I could say is I would be worried about stocks, and I would be worried about the dollar declining. So when George Bush said you should all go out and shop, I suppose that's still true in a way. But if you go out and shop by yourself and incur new debt, you're putting yourself at risk. So wait a month.
Until I have the cash. Okay.
All right. Mike Munger, Duke University economist, joining us to talk about not very good news, Todd.
No, but Mike is always exciting and new, I have to say.
Also, metaphor man. He is metaphor man. Boy, boats, ships, planes, quivers,
planes,
arrows.
Yeah, planes, trains, and a sinking economy with Mike Munger.
Sail on.